Hey everybody, welcome back to Rebel Boss. Eden Freed here, and today's topic is one that I'm particularly excited about because we are going to be talking about whether or not it is possible to launch a new product via a low-cost tripwire offer with the asterisk that the product is not even fully created or developed yet. So basically, can you pre-sell a product that does not yet exist via a low-cost tripwire offer? I'm gonna give you the TLDR here, and the answer is yes. Hopefully that entices you to stick around for the rest of this conversation, but I tried this out for the first time, and it was a complete experiment. I had absolutely no idea if this thing was gonna work or not, but I'm all about trying new things and having fun with it, and I love me a good tripwire. So I was like, let's just go for it. Let's just see if this works, and if it doesn't, it's okay. So first things first, if you're not familiar with what a tripwire is, it is essentially a low-cost offer that is provided to new subscribers, so people who sign up to your email list, and it's typically something that can only be grabbed for a limited time. So for me, I always usually have a timer on that page, and the timer is usually around 20 minutes long. It gives people the opportunity to read everything and learn everything they need to know about the offer to make a decision about whether or not they're going to purchase. But it also gives that urgency, like you got to make a decision now. Like it's not something that you can put off till later. I'm a big fan of tripwires because I think it's a great way to turn your new leads into buyers. Statistically, if someone buys something from you once, they are more likely to buy something from you again down the line, and you have their peak attention right after they buy something or right after they sign up for your email list. So really the question is, why are more people not doing this? I think a lot of people are doing this, but if you're not, definitely go and start doing it. And I have a course, the Instant Customer course, that teaches you how to do this if you're interested. But this episode is really not so much about tripwires and how to create them. It's more about the concept of, can you actually pre-sell something that is not fully created yet or not even created at all yet via a tripwire? We know tripwires work. I've been doing them for years. Lots of people have been doing them for years. They are not new. Pre-selling a product is also not new. People have been doing this for a long time, basically selling the idea of something before it's made. And it's a great thing to do because you get to see if something's going to work before you spend all your time and energy and resources actually making it. But I haven't seen a lot of people doing both of those things at once. I haven't seen a lot of people really testing the concept via a tripwire for a product that doesn't exist yet. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this. So I'm going to walk you through what I did and a little bit of the background here, share some numbers, and you guys can decide for yourself if you feel like this is something you want to give, give a try. But I had an idea for quite some time, and it was kind of one of those product ideas. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this before, but it's like, if you have a really good idea, sometimes that really good idea is causing a lot of resistance. It's like, you want to do it, but you don't. Have you ever felt like that? I had this idea for a long time. In fact, I actually sent an email about this idea exactly 12 months ago to my email list. And I got a great response from it. Like, people were like, heck yes, I absolutely want you to make this, and let me know when you do make it. But then I just never did anything with it, and it sat on my to-do list in 2023 for the entirety of the year. And so 2024 rolls around, here we are, and I'm like, you know what? This is the year that I take things off my to-do list that have been sitting there for a long time. And this particular idea is one that I had the resistance around it, which to me was a big sign that's like, this is gonna be a big thing. It's gonna be a good thing. So push through the resistance and just do it. Just do it and get it done and get it out there and get it to your people who want it. So I just went for it. One day I sat down at my computer and I worked from about 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. creating this product, which is a very terrible idea if you're like me and you are very wired before bed. Do not sit at your computer screen making a new digital product at night, because I can assure you, you will not sleep that night, which is what happened to me. But the product is essentially an emergency planner. It's a business emergency planner, and it's a spreadsheet, and it will eventually be a printable. But essentially, the idea is that if something happened to me tomorrow, my spouse would have no idea what to do. You know, I've gone through the legal estate planning, and my LLC will go to him if something were to happen to me, if I were to be incapacitated, or if I were to die. All the terrible morbid things that we don't really want to think about, but it would go to him, but he would have literally no idea what to do. He would have no idea where the money comes from, or what I spend money on, or who needs to be paid, and what I even do. Like, he could not even tell you what I do for a living. So I honestly wanted to make this for me. But basically, it's a central database for all of the necessary critical details that go into running my business on a daily, monthly, quarterly, annual basis. And it's called the Everything Is Here Business Emergency Planner. And the idea is kind of like, hey, hon, everything's right here for you. If you ever need it, everything's right here. So that's essentially the product. And it didn't take me too long to make, a couple hours. I'm pretty spreadsheet savvy, so I was able to do a lot in that short period of time. Not everything, but a lot of it. I didn't spend any money making this product, just my time. And at the same time, though, I wanted it to be a good product. So I did solicit over the next few days a couple of about 20 product testers, and I sent them the spreadsheet and said, like, hey, here's free access to this product. I want your feedback. Like, go ahead, give it a try, give it a whirl, use it, abuse it. Tell me everything that's broken about it. Tell me everything that's missing about it. Tell me your initial thoughts about it. And that was really helpful in continuing to refine it. But I am a very go, go, go type of person. And I gave those product testers a couple days to give it a whirl. And at the end of those days, I was like, you know what? I want to see if this works. Like, I want to see if people are going to buy it and if they really still want it a year later. Because remember, I sent an email about it a year prior, but a lot has changed in my business and a lot has changed in my audience. And do they still want it? I don't really know. So I'm like, I sent a text to my husband. I was sitting in a coffee shop. I sent a text to my husband. I'm like, should I just try it? Should I just offer this for sale? He's like, what's the risk? And I don't know why I was asking my husband business advice, because he's not at all involved in my business. But, you know, he's also a friend of mine, right? And I like to ask my friends questions and for feedback. So he was like, if there's no risk, just do it. Why not, right? So I decided that what I was going to do, and I decided this within a 2.5 minute period of time. I decided I was going to send another waitlist-esque message about the concept. So similar to what I had done 12 months prior, where I'm just saying, like, here's the idea, here's what I'm making, and here's why I'm making it. Do you want it? And then I even made a mock-up for the product and what it looks like, saying it is in development. Just let me know if you want it, if you want to be notified when it does come to completion, when I'm ready to actually offer it for sale. And what I did was, instead of just making it be a waitlist, it was a waitlist, but at the back end of the waitlist was a tripwire offer for the iteration one, version one of the product. So people could actually buy it right then and there, knowing that they're buying an incomplete product that is still very much being created, but they would be getting a limited time price for it, that it will be more expensive later on. They'll also get future updates to that product, and they'll even have a say in the upcoming developments of the product itself. I priced it at $17. And the funny part of this story, you guys, is that I did this so quickly that I couldn't really decide on what my pricing was. So I think someplace I put it was 14 and someplace I put it was 17. And then I last minute decided it's going to be 17, but I like didn't have time to proofread because I needed to go home to my babysitter and relieve my babysitter and take care of my children. And so there were like two or three people that by the time I caught the mistake, two or three people that were like, hey, I paid 17, but it said 14 on the page. And so I sent like a couple $3 refunds. But This just goes to show you that I did this fast. Like, I am a speedy type of person. I am a go, go, go type of personality. When I have an idea, I just kind of want to go for it. And so, like, if you're somebody who just spends all their time trying to be perfect, just maybe it provides some consolation to know that I am not perfect. I make mistakes. And it was so funny because one person sent me an email and was like, hey, I paid 17, but it said 14 on the page. And I just want to let you know that I want to pay 17 because it looks really worthwhile, but you should check your copy. And I was like, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. The price was supposed to be 17. Like, that was his price, but I had not like fully edited that page. So it's okay. Not everything is perfect. If you have the right customer base, people are going to like you and they're going to like your products and they're not going to be like coming at you with, you know, like flames blazing, super angry if something is not perfect. And if they are, then maybe you have the wrong audience. I don't know. So what else did I want to tell you guys about that? So yeah, basically it was a tripwire. $17 offer. There was a 20-minute timer on the page. If someone clicked that they wanted to be on the wait list, they were taken to this page that showed them the limited time offer. And I was pretty astounded by the results, to be completely honest. I barely ever work a full workday, but this was a holiday and my kids didn't have school and they're enrolled in like a half day preschool. And so I actually hired a babysitter for the entire day so that I would have the experience of working like 8 hours straight because I never ever get that experience. And with a new baby coming, like it will be a long time before I get that experience again. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a babysitter for the full day. And interestingly, when I hit publish on this and I sent that email to people and I invited them to join the waitlist, and that waitlist was connected to the limited time tripwire offer to get this in development, not yet fully created product for just $17. I had actually paid in full for my babysitter within the first 10 minutes of hitting publish on that, which I think is amazing. Now, obviously I have an audience, like I have an existing audience. If you're somebody listening who's like, I only have 10 people on my email list, then of course this type of strategy will not result in the volume of sales that I have because I've obviously been growing my email list for quite some time and have, you know, a lot of people on my email list. So I always like to mention that it's not just like money comes from nowhere, right? Like I do have an existing audience where if I make an offer and it's an offer that is a value to people and they see it as being a need, they will purchase and I will be able to make a significant income from it, right? That hopefully that's just motivation for you to continue working on growing your audience and obviously getting your products out there to them. But like to tell you, you know, just to kind of give you that like caveat that it's not just like you make something and it just makes money, right? There's other work that goes into it. But the concept here holds true that you can still pre-sell products, tripwires still work, and you can actually pre-sell products via tripwires. And I am absolutely obsessed with this strategy now. Not only did I pay for my babysitter in the first 10 minutes, but I actually then doubled that amount within 20 minutes of the offer. So this validated to me that the idea of pre-selling a product works via Tripwire, but it also validated that this was a really good product, right? Like this is obviously a need. People want to make sure that their business is going to be taken care of if the worst case scenario happens. Like we don't want to think about these things, but sometimes it happens. So, you know, this was a really great experience for me. I experimented with something new. I didn't know if it was going to work. I didn't know if my product was going to work. I didn't know if pre-selling the product via a tripwire would work. There were a lot of things that I didn't know if they were going to work. But I think that's kind of the fun of running an online business is it's always new and you get to try and experiment with different things and follow your intuition. So there are a few different ways that I followed my intuition throughout this entire process. Number one was that I felt resistance around a big idea, and that resistance was like a big sign to me that I needed to push through that resistance. That sounds very woo. I don't know. Is that still a thing? I'm not sure if people are like still woo-woo or whatever, but I really believe that sometimes there's a lot of resistance around great ideas. Of course, in some circumstances, the resistance could be red flags that say, don't do this. But in a lot of cases, the resistance is, this is a good idea, and maybe it's going to lead to something amazing, right? And for me, I feel like that's what this was. So that was example A of following my intuition. But example B was that I just had this gut feeling on that day that I had the babysitter that I should just get this out to my people in this new and exciting experimental way. And my husband, who is not business savvy at all, was kind of like, yeah, go for it. And of course, I took his not business savvy advice and within 2.5 minutes decided to do it. The cool thing about this is that tripwires are amazing and actually very easy to set up and make a lot of money. People don't really realize you can actually make a significant income from tripwires, and this is a great example. And it's not always just from new subscribers. In this case, I used a tripwire on existing subscribers, right? These were not people new to my list. These are people who already were on my email list. So really, really cool approach and use case for tripwires that I'm excited about. And I will be adding this into my Instant Customers course, all about getting your tripwire offer set up for the first time and showcasing how pre-selling a product via tripwire is actually really cool. Maybe that'll be a bonus module actually. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that this was a really great experience and I knew that I wanted to tell the story about it. So I went open up to a Google Doc and I was like, let me just brain dump everything that just happened. So key takeaways again. Selling a product before it's finished, A-okay. People don't care. In fact, maybe they prefer it. I was very surprised at the volume of people that purchased this product before it was fully made. I don't know. I don't know, would I do that, like, as a consumer? Not every time that I offer something as a seller, am I the perfect consumer for it? Maybe I would have bought it myself. I know I certainly needed the product itself, but yeah, it was interesting to see how many people were absolutely willing to just get a product that wasn't fully done yet. Another takeaway, selling a product for the first time in tripwire format is effective. It is a great way to test a product in a smaller sample size, and it's also a great way to test both the concept and the price point. Another takeaway is that tripwires that are priced more than $9 do work. I see a lot of people who are still stuck in the $9 tripwire, but I think that this was really telling because this was a product that is new. So I didn't really have data for if it was going to work yet. It's also a product that was not yet complete yet. And I sold it for $17. So yes, you can price your tripwires higher. And I think really the key here is it a good offer? Is it an offer that people actually need to solve a problem? And is that problem painful enough to encourage people to buy? That's really the key for deciding on, is a tripwire going to work and what pricing is going to work. And then in terms of some stats here, I had about a 24% conversion rate within the first 12 hours of this going live. And that's with a really hefty sample size of people. So tripwires still do, in my experience, have a much higher conversion rate than other types of offers out there. I've seen tripwires that are as high as 30% conversion rate, and I've seen tripwires that are much lower in conversion rate, but this one held strong at about 24% within the first day of it being offered, and I thought that was amazing. And my last few thoughts here is that, when you don't know if a product is a good idea or not, sometimes just giving it to your people, whether it be paid or free, and getting their immediate replies is a good sign. I had people paying me for a not yet complete product, and their replies were, oh my gosh, I need this so badly. Do you have an affiliate program? Like, thank you so much for making this. And they are literally telling me that I made a product that I should continue selling. That's basically what I'm learning from this. So, hand it out to people, whether it be for free or you charge for it, just get their immediate like gut response for what they think about it. And that will be a good clue in for you as to whether or not you should continue developing it or offering it for sale. Not all products are going to have that immediate yes reaction. I think it's important to emphasize that some people know that they need a product and other people need to be taught that they need a product. It's not that they don't actually need it. It's just that they don't realize they need it yet. And other people may subconsciously know that they need it, but then until they see it, aren't like, oh my gosh, yes, I need it. So, you know, when you kind of play around with offering this, whether it be for free or for sale, let that be, just let that kind of sit in the back of your mind that there are going to be people in different stages of the customer journey. And not everybody's immediate reply is going to be like, absolutely yes, but there will be some people who do have that. Anyway, that was kind of a non sequitur. So sorry for going off the tangent here. But anyway, for me, in this case, with this particular product, I had overwhelming replies that were like, wow, yes, I needed this. I've known I've needed this for so long. Thank you so much. And when you have people thanking you for a product that they paid for, that's kind of a really cool feeling. And it's definitely a big sign that you are onto something here. So all that said, I'm going to wrap up here and stop rambling at you and all these non sequiturs. But I just wanted to take some time today to share with you. Yes, you can launch a new product via low-cost Tripwire offer. Yes, it can be a product that is not yet made yet. Yes, Tripwire still work. Yes, you can still make a good profit. I mean, everything I made was profit, basically, besides the time that I spent. and yes, experiment with things. Just have fun with your business and try new ways of getting things out there to your people. Go for it. Trust your intuition. Have so much fun and make some money while you're having fun. All right, everybody. Talk later.